Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very exciting night for us. Not only are all the members of our NBC family here with us, we also have a great visitor from the East, the famous seer, sage, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-omniscient, and former master of ceremonies at a house of pies. Ladies and gentlemen, Karnak the Magnificent!
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 6th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American broadcasting personality Ed McMahon, born in Detroit, Michigan in 1923. He is best remembered as the announcer on Johnny Carson's long-running Tonight Show, famous for his banter with Carson and his iconic opening introduction, "Here's Johnny." Blessed with an unusually resonant voice, McMahon spent several summers working as a bingo announcer at various carnivals during high school. While studying electrical engineering at Boston College, he enrolled in the Navy's V-5 training program with hopes of becoming a Marine Corps fighter pilot. McMahon earned his wings in 1944, but spent most of World War II working stateside as an instructor and test pilot. After his discharge, he earned a bachelor's degree from the Catholic University of America in Washington in 1949. McMahon's first foray into professional broadcasting came just after he graduated, when a Philadelphia radio station that was branching out into television hired him to serve as a producer and co-host for the Take 10 show, a three-hour variety program. Over the next few years, McMahon appeared on a number of programs, notably The Big Top, a circus entertainment where he played a clown. At one time in the early 50s, he was appearing on no fewer than 13 concurrently running programs on local Philadelphia television. During the Korean War, McMahon was called into service and eventually earned 6 air medals. He returned to TV with several new efforts, including a late-night talk show, McMahon and Company. His breakthrough chance came in October 1958 when the producer of the New York-based ABC daytime quiz show, Who Do You Trust, hired him as the show's announcer. It was there that he first worked with Johnny Carson, a rising young comic star who was the show's host. 4 years later, Carson was tapped to replace Jack Parr on NBC's Tonight Show, and Carson insisted that McMahon come along with him. For the next 3 decades, beginning in 1962, McMahon was the perfect chuckling foil for Carson's monologues and witty chit-chat. Long before the final episode aired on May 22, 1992, McMahon made a name for himself in other areas, first as a pitchman for products as diverse as Budweiser Beer, Breck Shampoo, and Sara Lee Kitchens, and later as host of the long-running syndicated talent show Star Search, which debuted in 1983. McMahon also pursued a career as an actor, with considerably less success. His interest was sparked by a brief stint as a replacement in the Broadway production of The Impossible Years in the mid-60s. Much later, he appeared as himself in Love Affair with Warren Beatty and Annette Bening. In 1998, McMahon published a popular autobiography, For Laughing Out Loud, My Life and Good Times. He had previously published another memoir titled Here's Ed in 1976. McMahon was extremely active in various charities, too. He made frequent appearances with Jerry Lewis on the Muscular Dystrophy Association's annual telethon, served on the board of the Marine Corps Scholarship Fund, and also actively supported the United Negro College Fund. Ed McMahon died on June 23, 2009, from bone cancer. He was 86 years old. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 6th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.